Hello and welcome to Coffee with Mike, Mental Wellness and Belonging for Leaders. My name is Mike Vini. I'm a certified corporate wellness specialist, CEO, and I am the host of this podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about something that is so important for your mental health and my mental health and everyone's mental health, the power of the pause. Did you know that 50% of leaders experienced a mental health issue in the past year? If you listen today, you're going to get a deep look into how leaders are doing with their mental health, learn a little bit about the brain and how it's not designed to go, go, and go, learn how this hustle culture can become an addiction that allows you to escape your emotions, and most importantly, how to develop a habit about being intentional with pausing. Are you a leader who is dealing with a lot of stress, anxiety, and depression? Stay until the end because I'm going to give you some tools that you can start using today to improve your mental wellness and productivity. So the name of this podcast is Coffee with Mike, and I am actually here drinking coffee right now. And I love this coffee. It's my favorite coffee, actually. It's from Greenwood Lake Roasters in Greenwood Lake, New York. And it's the Greenwood Lake Sumatra and Columbia blend. And so I'm going to be drinking coffee throughout the episode. And feel free to drink coffee with me if you want, or tea, or do whatever it is that you're doing. But thank you for being here. Back in 2017, I started working with a business coach. And at the time, we were doing coaching over the phone. Nowadays, we do things virtually, but back then, people would just do things over the phone, if you could believe it or not. We didn't have video calls. And I had never seen her other than a picture, and she had never seen me other than a picture, or maybe some of my videos online. And we were talking about stress, and she was trying to get to know me and understand me and how I worked. And one day I told her about Rocket Boots, and Rocket Boots was the nickname I gave myself because starting in the morning, I would wake up at 5 or 6 a.m. and get the coffee poured, the black coffee, and just get started with my day and focus, email, projects like a laser. No one can bother me, and just go and stay focused until I was, you know, exhausted, basically. And I thought it was a good thing because I live in New York City and I took pride in my New York City hustle. And she listened to me talk about it. And I remember her saying something like, "Rocket Boots, huh? Okay." And then she asked me a question that I will never forget. We had never, again, seen each other face-to-face or over the video. And she asked me, "Just curious, Mike, how big is your waistline?" This question threw me, like, why is she asking this? And I don't have a small waistline, but, and it was much bigger back then, but I'm like thinking in my head, why is she trying to shame me? What's going on here? And she wasn't trying to shame me at all. She proceeded to talk to me about the concept of cortisol in the body and how when we're stressed and moving and moving and moving, we increase cortisol in the body, the stress hormone. And she let me know that some of her clients who really worked on their stress level actually lost weight because of that, despite whatever diet or exercise plan they tried. And that was my first introduction to the concept of needing to pause, actually. And it was very, very uncomfortable for me. Also, I'm a workplace mental health speaker and I meet leaders from around the world and can confirm that this is a problem. Oftentimes, after I do a presentation, a leader might come up to me and say, "Can I talk to you privately?" and share with me some very personal stuff about their mental health. So this is a very real thing that is happening and the numbers are staggering. Business Solver's 2024 State of Workplace Empathy Study surveyed more than 3,000 American workers, human resource leaders, and CEOs, and it found out a few things. Let's start with employees. On average, 1 in 2 employees say they've experienced a mental health issue in the past year. Women are much more likely to cite mental health issues than men. That's not surprising. Disabled, veteran, and caregiver respondents were significantly more likely to report a mental health issue compared to the average employee. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Overall, employees who say that their workplace is toxic are 47% more likely to cite mental health issues compared to those who do not cite a toxic workplace. Now, for CEOs, this number is even higher, 64%. Now let's talk about CEOs in this survey. 55% of CEOs have experienced a negative mental health issue within the past year. And this is an eye-popping number. It's a 24-point jump over 2023 and a level not seen since the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Burnout among CEOs who have historically displayed a much more positive outlook than employees, with a 24-point jump in self-reported mental health issues. And 60% of CEOs are millennial CEOs. They have experienced mental health issues in the form of burnout, anxiety, and depression, or obsessive compulsive disorder more than anyone. So in this survey of over 3,000 employees, 9 out of 10 respondents agree that mental health is just as important as physical health. These numbers are so important. They're staggering because they're basically saying that 1 in 2 people are really struggling. I remember years ago, the survey around mental health, and I think it was the National Alliance on Mental Illness, said that 1 in 4 people were struggling, but now we're talking about 1 in 2. So this is not good. At some point, we're going to be saying everyone is struggling with it, which I actually think everyone probably is, but some people don't tell the truth for whatever reason or aren't aware. So here are some things that I want you to understand in terms of this mental health thing. Our brains are not designed to go. They aren't. And this is something that I really had to learn because I grew up in a family that was always on the go, moving fast, again, living in New York City, entrepreneur, trying to get my business off the ground. Yeah, that's all that I knew. And for people who weren't go, I thought something was wrong with them. And then I started learning about the central nervous system, which includes the brain, spinal cord, and definitely benefits from breaks and rest. In fact, chronic stress can lead to a dysregulated nervous system that impacts various bodily functions and your health overall. So taking breaks, engaging in calming activities, and prioritizing sleep helps the central nervous system return to a balanced state. Now, the hustle can become an addiction. This is really important here. It can become an addiction that allows you to escape your emotions. In my presentations, some of them, I have a slide of a castle, and I typically ask the audience if they know what a castle is when I put up the slide, and some people say yes, so I proceed to explain what a castle is, which I'm going to explain to you. A castle is a giant brick building from medieval times surrounded by a body of water called a moat. So you couldn't just walk up into the castle. The castle would have to let the drawbridge down over the moat for you to come in. So castles were intentional about who and what they let the drawbridge down for. And I bring this up because it's very important. After I finish recording this and take a break, chances are the first thing I'm going to do is pick up my phone. Why? It's a cultural addiction, actually. There's no reason I need to. I just want to check my phone. That's something that we all do. And that's an example of constantly being on the go. I need to always check things and get notifications, see what's going on. But what I have learned, that it's a great way to escape emotions. In fact, sometimes you see this happening with families in restaurants where a family's eating dinner or even a couple is together, what looks like it should be a date, and both of them are on their phones. And I've always wondered about that, like what's going on there? It's because we have trouble just sitting with our emotions and just being. So this pausing thing is much bigger than just, okay, I need to be still for a moment. So how do you get there? How do you start pausing? Well, number one, embrace the idea of pausing and use it to check in with yourself, ground yourself, and take a break. And I understand that this may be uncomfortable for you. Start small by doing this for just a minute at first. And one thing you can also do when you pause is ask yourself 3 questions. I bring these 3 questions up a lot in our courses, in my presentations, and recently I put them on my business card. They're on the back of my business card. So the first question is, what am I feeling? The second question, where is it located in my body? And the third question is, what do I need right now? Now, let's go over these 3 questions. What am I feeling? When I ask myself that question, sometimes I don't know, and you might not know what you're feeling, but just by pausing and asking yourself that question, you start to gain awareness around your emotions, and that will improve your emotional intelligence and so many other things. Where is it located in my body? That's the second question. This comes from the book, The Body Keeps the Score, which has taken over the world of mental health by, I think his name is Bessel van der Kolk. I think I got that right. But needless to say, I'll put a link in the show notes to the book. And learning to locate the emotion in your body, because chances are if you're feeling something, it's located somewhere. So I might be feeling angry, and for me, that oftentimes happens in my shoulders and upper chest. And the third question, what do I need right now? I might need to get off the computer. I might need to stop recording this podcast. I might need to get some water. I might need a hug. But those three questions can be great to ask yourself when you pause. So you can pause, ask yourself some questions like that, or just pause and do nothing. I had a life-changing experience in 2019. So it was my 40th birthday, April 22nd, 2019. I'm giving you all my information. I have no problem saying my age. And it's the birthday I will never forget, because that was the birthday I decided to embark on the journey of learning transcendental meditation. And transcendental meditation is one of the many types of meditation that exist, but it's probably the most popular form of meditation next to mindfulness. And it's been around since the 1950s. The Beatles did it. And there was a big movement in the 50s and 60s, actually, with transcendental meditation. And so I decided to learn it. It costs money. You have to sit with a teacher. You learn a secret mantra that's yours, and they work with you for 4 days, actually, to teach you this style of meditation. So part of me wanted to go because I thought it was just nonsense. Like, why do I got to pay for this? What's it going to do? Well, when you got there and you started learning it, it was great. I actually had a wonderful experience my first time doing it. But then they said, I have to start meditating for 20 minutes twice a day. And I'm like, what? Like, who has time for that? And so for the next several months after learning it, I would set these goals to like, okay, we're going to do it 5 days this week for 20 minutes twice a day, or we're just going to get, 2 weeks in a row now. But eventually I've gotten to the point where I do it for 20 minutes twice a day. And truth be told, I wish it was 40 minutes or 60 minutes twice a day. It's the time that I look forward to. I get to give myself the gift twice a day of shutting my brain down. And most people don't have that. And it's also empowered me to take other times during the day to just pause, because I've gotten so used to relaxing my mind and pausing. So that really took my mental health in a totally different direction. Now, here's the result of what happened, and I want you to listen very carefully. My productivity has quadrupled. It has quadrupled. When I am meditating consistently, which I do for the most part, and I'm taking time to pause and take care of me and getting 8 hours of sleep, 7-8 hours of sleep, I get so much done. And I've even tried to hack this and say, I'm just going to pull up an all-nighter or stay up to 2 a.m. working on something. It just never works. Also, I'm more present with people, which deepens relationships, closes more deals, and just makes life more fun. But the thing that I need to really tell you about was a conversation I had about a year ago with a partner of our company. And she is a therapist and yoga teacher. And basically, we're on the phone. We had never met. We were just having a conversation just to get our relationship started, introduced to each other. And she gave me a compliment that I'd never received before. She said, Mike, from the sound of your voice, it sounds like your central nervous system is regulated. That was powerful for me to hear. And it was so validating of the efforts that I've been making towards pausing. And truth be told, since then, I've been listening to other people like subtly and just trying to hear, can I tell if their central nervous system is regulated or not? And actually, if you listen closely, you kind of can. So I want to ask you now, what do you need to do to make time to pause today? Even if it's just for 1 minute, I want you to think about that. What do you need to do to make time to pause? And I encourage you to start small. It's not a difficult thing to do, but it can be uncomfortable if you're not used to it. So I invite you to subscribe to this podcast. If you can, leave a review, because reviews will help us get this to more people. Share it with someone who might find it helpful. And in the show notes, I'll have a link to Business Lovers 2024 State of Workplace Empathy Study, Transcendental Meditation, and that book, The Body Keeps the Score. So just remember, in closing, 50% of leaders experienced a mental health issue in the past year. Understand that our brains are not designed to go, go, and go. This hustle culture can become an addiction that allows you to escape your emotions. And it's important to develop a habit of being intentional about pausing. So I'd like to thank you for listening and let you know that we're going to be talking about psychological safety in the workplace in the next episode. That should be an interesting one. So I look forward to getting coffee with you again soon. Thanks again for being here.